Hello. So the third item is the HVAC experience requirements. So this is, you got to really listen to this one. So under the restricted or class one license, it's 4+ years at 40 hours a week or more. In other words, full time. Under a licensed air conditioning contractor or conditioner license holder is another way to say it. So this has to be, well, let me go to non-restricted. It's pretty much the same, but 5 years. 5 years, same thing. So 4 for restricted, 5 for non-restricted. It used to be 3 and 4, changed about 10, 12 years ago. They added a year. But now understand this. It has to be as a direct hired employee. You have to get taxes taken out, payroll checks, that kind of thing. No 1099s, no working for cash, no subcontracting. There's a whole state law on this. If you are being a subcontractor, you're of course supposed to have your own legal company and business license and insurance and all this stuff. But since you are acting as a separate entity, you have to be licensed. So in essence, you are now working without a license. So you cannot verbally or in writing tell the state you have been working as a subcontractor. They understand it happens. I'm just saying they could, I don't think they will, but they can come and cease and disorder you, order and desist your work because you're working without a license. So that does not count towards HVAC experience. Now, it seems that I get a lot of calls, people work in an apartment complex. I go, well, wait a minute. They're probably not somebody there that has a license. If your supervisor has a license and he's working, at a state college, in that apartment complex, and that's okay. They seem to accept that as long as you're working under a licensed holder. It may not necessarily be, a HVAC heating and air company kind of thing. Okay? But that's what they're looking for there. All right. Thank you.